السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرت مفتي صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. This مبارك day, the 6th of Ramadan. مفتي صاحب الحمد لله، الله تعالى grant you afiyat, strength and energy to serve the ummah with dedication. مفتي صاحب inshallah the platform is yours and the ummah is waiting for your advice this morning.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Ramadan Mubarak 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and we completing verse number 187. We say Jazakallahu Khairan to our technicians, our Junaid Mutta, Junaid Khan, and our brother Zakaria, and to you, Mauna Salim Kareem, Barakallahu Fikum, Jazakallahu Khairan, for all the sacrifices you, your family are making. Allah Jalla Wala reward you in this world and in the year after. Thus far, we explained to you fasting means that from the dawn time through dawn, right till sunset, and then after that we will break our fast. So it means there will not be any eating, any drinking, and there will not be any husband-wife conjugal relationship and so forth. However, night time, if the husband-wife want to be intimate, so that will be permissible. But Islam wants now the first 20 days, that will be the status quo. But the last 10 days, then if people want to go and sit in seclusion in the mosque day and night, which we call i'tikaf, so remember that will be in 2 weeks' time. And that will be on the 31st of March. That will be that Sunday. So today is Sunday. And then 2 weeks' time, 31st of March, will be the 20th fast. And that night, that is the 1st of April, so the night of 1st April, so that night, remember, will be the beginning and of the i'tikaf, the seclusion. So it means, O you mu'takif, the person who wants to go for i'tikaf, on the 31st of March, so before sunset, you must be already inside the masjid. And then you will remain in the masjid, in the mosque, until the confirmation comes that the moon is sighted or 30 days elapses, which will be most likely this year, and you will be day and night there in the masjid. And you cannot have any intimate contact with your wife and intercourse and all these things here because you're in the mosque. So daytime, nighttime, every time you will be in the mosque. So that is now an increase in our love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. I love my wife, I love my children, I love my shop, I love my job, but I love you, Ya Allah Jalla Wala, the most. I love you, O Mustafa Habibuna, O Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most in the creation. So I want to sit now for the i'tikaf and the seclusion, daytime, nighttime. The primary objective and aim is to seek Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty, the night of destiny. But there are conditions. You, the man, if you got debts and accounts and so forth, you have to go and pay all that. Then you worry about i'tikaf. You, my mother, my sister, my daughter, you want to sit for i'tikaf. If you're married, you must take permission from your husband. You're not married, you have to take permission from your father. You must not be in your menses. You must not be in your nifas, your postnatal, and you will sit in your house. You designate one room, and that will be your boundary. So all these are conditions. So there will be an enhancement of our love for Almighty Allah. So our siyam, our qiyam, our fasting, our taraweeh, and then our i'tikaf. All a manifestation of our love for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. That those people who possess the true iman and faith and conviction, they intensely in love with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and this is a manifestation of that. So we need to understand the beauty, the glory of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the glory, beauty of Islam. Chapter 2 and verse number 165, where Almighty Allah speaks about the love. So Almighty Allah says, now you are sitting for i'tikaf, the seclusion, the last 10 days. وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ. And you, the husbands, you cannot touch your wife and become intimate with them. You tell your wife while you are in i'tikaf, she must come there by the window, and you'll give her a peck on the neck, and you will give her a small kiss and so forth, you know, nighttime, daytime. So all that not permissible. And remember, obviously, that intercourse and all that, all haram. If a person indulges in that, the i'tikaf is broken. So therefore the word tubashiruhunna is mentioned, meaning the skin and skin touching. So where you are going to kiss, where you're going to be intimate with one another. So all that totally unacceptable, unlawful. Wa antum aakifun wa haliyah. Whilst you are in i'tikaf. So i'tikaf will be daytime, nighttime, you're in the boundary of the mosque. Fil masajid, so you will be there inside the mosque. Here there are three discussions. Remember, i'tikaf is not permissible for men in a house or in a musalla, in a place, Islamic center. When you travel the world, in the Western world, you find they have Islamic centers. So the prerequisite condition for i'tikaf is masjid. It must be a proper mosque, that everything is waqaf and dedicated to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. If people sit in a musalla or Islamic center and so forth, so Allah Ta'ala is all appreciating. It will reward you, but it will be considered as nafil i'tikaf and not sunnat i'tikaf. So we must remember the prerequisite, and if you want this in your books, go see Bada'i'u Sana'i Ba'allama Qasani Malikul Ulama, the king of the ulama. You will find it there, the text is mentioned there as well, with ahadith and so forth and so on. Next one, we must remember this, that the person must be fasting. You can't go put a person there and tell him that he must sit for i'tikaf, and that person there now cannot fast because he's ill or because advanced in age. So that i'tikaf is not valid, remember. Siyam, fasting, is also a prerequisite for the validity of i'tikaf. Third one, some people don't want to sit and they think money buys everything, so they just get some muazzin, they get some poor person and tell him, you sit for i'tikaf, we will pay you 1,000 rand, 2,000, 5,000 rand. So all that is not permissible. Our deen Islam is not for sale. Our religion, it shows the love and respect for Almighty Allah. So we need to take cognizance of that. You, the honorable trustees, you, the respected imams, already from now you should make the intizam and arrangement. Who will be sitting for the last 10 days? So remember, 31st of March, exactly 2 weeks from today, Sunday. So before sunset, that Sunday, you should be in the masjid already, and then your last 10 nights will start, and it will be from 1st April, but remember the night before, and that will be. And this is no April Fool business. These are important issues, and we need to discuss them and take them into consideration. Fil masajid, tilka hududullah. These are the boundaries and parameters of Almighty Allah. Another dimension Allah put in my head now. all the masajid, all the mosques, you the trustees, you are responsible for this. You should have big, big boards in conspicuous places, which is the boundary of the mosque. So many masajid we go to, we don't even know which is the masjid, the real boundary of the mosque, because certain portions will be the boundary and certain portion will not be the boundary. So from now, you should have it that people must know exactly. So when you are a mu'taqif, if you are sitting for itikaf, then remember he can only be in the boundary of the masjid. You only leave the mosque, the area, the boundary for human need, and that is to relieve yourself urinating, defecating. You can't be going for shower and cooling off and all that, your itikaf will break. Similarly, you can't be now making the itikaf a jol and a big party and a carnival attitude. You will find that the microwave is there, the fridge is there, the stove is there, and so many other gadgets and so forth and so on. So remember, the very essence and spirit of itikaf is lost. It's like we have made it now one big mess picnic and so forth. That is not right. Remember, we should not go to the masjid and transform it into a party and carnival atmosphere. So that will be the against the real essence and teaching of Islam. See what Quran says. Tilka hududullah. These are the limits and boundaries of Almighty Allah. Fala taqrabuha. Do not even come near it. Meaning that you must not overstep it and transgress it and not come near it, because then you will overstep it and transgress it. So stay within the boundaries. Kadhalika samalali yubayyinullahu ayatihi linnas. That Almighty Allah explains in detail. One word is bayan. Bayan means to explain. And tabiyin, yubayyinullahu, to explain in detail. Almighty Allah explain everything in detail. In these verses, linnasi, for humanity, la'allahum yattaqoon, so that they develop the quality of taqwa and true piety. So therefore, we need to take cognizance of all these issues here. You, the brothers, sisters, children in Gauteng area, Johannesburg, Lanesia, and so forth, you have 3 minutes left. So now go take your tablets, your water. You, the husband, you want to give your wife the last peck on her cheek, you understood? So do all that now, and then 3 minutes time, your time will expire. And remember, every masjid should have at least one brother. Yeah, in Lanesia we have more than 50 masajid mosque. So every masjid should have minimum one brother sitting for itikaf. So the other brothers come and go, that will be nafil itikaf. You spend 1 hour, 3 hours, 5 hours, you come and go, so that's very good. So the brother shouldn't be lonely there. And you know, South Africa is rife and rampant with crime also, so that will give him some security, some solace and so forth. So that is what we should try and do from now. We got exactly 2 weeks, inshallah, start making the arrangements from now already. You got 2 minutes left, inshallah, yeah, in the Gauteng, Johannesburg and our Lanesia area, to close your eating, drinking and start fasting, inshallah. The best ibadat now is istighfar. Wabil asharihum yastaghfirun. Read astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilay. Oh, our beloved Allah, I ask of you forgiveness. Ya Allah, I make tawbah. Istighfar is to beg Allah for forgiveness for our vices and sins. And tawbah is, we must not have a relapse in future. So that is the beauty of it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Gaza genocide, day 163. Today, 2 jutlas were killed, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, and dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Israelis in their thousands protesting in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem and various other towns and cities. They say Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, must resign. Elections must be held and the hostages must be returned. I see the jutlas in various countries are saying Hamas must return the hostages immediately. Fine, we will return them. What about our Palestinians? More than 10,000 are there in your prisons, in your jails. So remember that the systematic abuse in Israeli prisons and jails against the Palestinians, they are being tortured, persecuted, prostituted, some of the women are being raped and what have you. So you have to be fair to all parties. We are not losing, we are winning. And we know how mad and frustrated you Jutlas are, because you are a cursed nation, and one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So now Germany is putting a lot of pressure on Israel, the rogue apartheid regime. More aid is needed in Gaza immediately. Today, discussions will take place in Doha, Qatar. The Hamas and the Israeli delegations are there, and they want to discuss the ceasefire, exchange of prisoners, and so forth and so on. Sudan is a meltdown, and the weather, the climate in southern Sudan is going to reach 45 degrees, they say. So the children will have to stay at home, no school, no madrasa, nothing. Haiti is on the edge, Port-au-Prince, that is the capital. The gangs are running the capital. The prime minister resigned. There's curfew there and state of emergency. So that country is gone to the dogs, literally, Haiti. Russia attacks Ukraine with 15 drones or more. So Putin, we like him. He's a big harami, you see. So that's why we like people like that, who can take on America, can take on Europe, can take on NATO and still smile. So that is Vladimir Putin. He's putting them in the right place. Maduro in Venezuela, we've been there. So it's a crazy country, you know. Sometimes you go in the morning under Hugo Chavez time, you know. So if you went there to the garage filling station to fill petrol, diesel, and that guy got no change, he'll say, yeah, just go free of charge. Petrol was so cheap that time, but you know, America are undermining Maduro. So now he will be standing for president the third time, and elections there in July. His victory is certain. Everything cooked up, obviously. Saddam Hussein, Rahimahumullah, I told you, we will take his name with honor and reverence. President Saddam Hussein, al-Shaheed, Rahimahullah, Allah Jalla wa'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. You can say you hate him. We never said that he never committed major crimes. He committed. We all are guilty of crimes and sins. But see the message he gave to the Muslim world and to the Arabs. Oh, my sons of Palestine, yesterday I sent it out on the X, on Twitter, on Telegram, and all the groups, Saddam Hussein's message to the Muslim world and to the Arabs. Oh, my children, my sons of Palestine, remember the people who got me into trouble were the same Arab regimes. They want to stand more and more with Israel and bootleg them. They're not for you. Never trust the Arab regimes. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this, waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction for the Arabs in time to come. And we can see it unfolding now, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Well done, Saddam. So here in Cape Town is a new story unfolding, and you South Africans and you Muslims should be aware of it. It's called the Green Riders. What is the term? Green Riders. So what's this Green Riders? The DA, the Democratic Alliance, 100% in favor of Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, and Pick and Pay, they're also very sympathetic to the Jutlas. So they cut the deal. So they said the youth who are unemployed must come work here at Pick and Pay and so forth. Obviously, they discussed the wages and so forth. Then they told them that you, the Green Riders here, you're not allowed to display any Palestinian flag. This is our fatwa. You must boycott every Pick and Pay store. We must show these Jutlas a big lesson. You don't come and mess around with us, and to vote for the DA is haram, is a vote for genocide. You can quote me in any part of the world, remember that. Oh, Muslims, show your iman. We can bring these people down and we can show them. So we must give them one, two good shots, you understood, and show them. So boycott your Pick and Pay wherever they are, and then never ever vote DA. Have some shame. They're murdering our people, and these people are supporting them. Elections in India will begin on April 19th. It will continue for 7 stages. The results will only be announced in June, so more time for Dandali and more time for rigging the elections, but it will be a victory for Modi. 16 Nigerian soldiers were killed, and there's big problems there. Ukraine attacking Russian polling stations. You know, for 3 days there's elections in Russia, but Putin won already. Everything is cooked up before. Now India and Canada, again the sparks flying. India blocks Canada's documentary of the Sikh separatists. The Sikhs, they want their own state, autonomous state called Khalistan. Khalis means pure. So Khalistan, where will be majority Sikhs, and the Indian government doesn't want that, and they are targeting them according to the Canadian authorities. So they prepared the documentary, but India has threatened Canada with many, many reprisals. So hence, that is also some sparks flying. Anti-Semitism, meaning anti-Jew and anti-Israel, is rising in Europe and other parts of the world. Obviously, every day you murder the babies and children and the women and men who are innocent civilians, and then you expect no reaction. There must be reaction, and our reaction is one settler, one bullet. Allah has cursed them. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will surely appoint people to punish the Jutlas and the Jews right till the day of justice with the worst punishment. So therefore, where you going to run to? Wherever you go, you're a disgrace. U.S. gunman kills 3 people in Pennsylvania. They in America, they gun crazy. They just take a gun and start saying, I was trying it out, how it feels, and he'll put 3, 4, 10 people away. Zuma is the most destructive force to the ANC. Who said that? The Secretary General of the ANC. Fikile, you know Fikile. So that's what he said. They fear Zuma. So they are, now see what Malema said. They are fixing their own pockets. So Malema speaks about the Northwest. You know Northwest. So this is your Potchefstroom and your Rustenburg and Klagsdorp and those areas there. Instead of fixing up the potholes, they're fixing up their own pockets. And Fagile Lopoko, you see, they put their money in their pocket. And you know the stealing, corruption going on in the government. Pala Pala starts from there. So all this going on. So Malema, you hit the nail on the head, my brother. So not that I'm going to vote for you. We never ever vote for ANC or DA or for EFF. I'm speaking about myself. Listen to this one here. We had the Chief Justice Zondo, and Zondo told the government, you must do some state capture reform. So the news came from Parliament and ANC, Hazi Kolomali. We don't have any money now for state capture reform. Therefore, South Africa is a wonderful country. We will keep on staying here. Remember, there are 25 million potholes or whatever. Today, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, inshallah, will be Mawlana Khalid. Will be, or not Mawlana Khalid, will be my brother Al-Amin Templeton because of Ramadan. So that will be brother Al-Amin Templeton from 7 to 9. And he will have a good discussion with our brother Manzoor, both politicians. Amin is a very good, astute politician. He understands things very well. And inshallah, that this afternoon we will have another wonderful Q&A. Yesterday, 43 brothers and sisters embraced Islam in Zululand, courtesy of our brother Ibrahim Anderson. So today, 2 to 4 Q&A, inshallah, on Radio Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So that will be today, this afternoon, between 2 and 4. Maulana, we have five minutes left or so before that. So inshallah, after I'm finished, then Mawlana Salim Kareem, and then at about 20 past 5 will be Mufti Aku. You children, send in your messages now that Junaid Mota must contact you. So during the kiddies program, 520 to 540, so 084-786-3132, and if you answer the questions properly and correctly, you'll get 100 rand. 5 of you will win every day, inshallah al-Aziz. Jimolana, Jazakallah khair.
Mufti Saab, I am on oxygen. The hospital provided a machine that uses water to convert to oxygen. I fast, but is my fast still valid because I breathe in water vapor?
If it's only water, my brother, my sister, then remember your fast is valid. But if with the water, with the oxygen, some medication is also added, so then your fast will be nullified and broken. Allah Jalla Wala grant you complete shifa, my brother, my sister. Read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow. Read Ya Salamu abundantly. You, the family, read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin abundantly. Give out charity. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam's hadith in the marasil of Abu Dawood, Dawu marudakum bi sadaqah. Give out charity on behalf of those people who are ill and sick. To anybody, Muslim or non-Muslim, is voluntary charity.
Sir, hear me out. When something goes wrong in our life, we say to God, why me? However, if we win $1 million, we never turn to God and say, God, why me? Yes, this is human nature. But sir, you Muslims do the same, even though you guys know this. So does this statement make you a disbeliever?
Remember, in Islam, we do not agree with what you said. In Islam, we will say, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. This is an article of faith, and that means good, bad, happy, sad, everything comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Yesterday, your wife gave birth to a handsome boy, attractive daughter, so that is a great, great bounty and favor of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Yesterday, your house burned. Yesterday, your car got hijacked. Allah forbid. So that also is from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So in Islam, we must see why all these things happen. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَمِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَن كَثِيرٍ. When calamities afflict you, then Almighty Allah says it is a reaction, a consequence of your own deeds and your own actions. Chapter 42 and verse number 30. Chapter 42, verse 30. Yes, people are going to casino, as you say. People are going to the escort agency. They meet up with an accident. They get hijacked, kidnapped, what have you. So that is a minor punishment to remind them. And the person dies, so that's a bigger punishment, obviously. But if the person is going to the mosque, Allah forbid, he meets up with an accident, so that is the raf'id darajat. Almighty Allah will elevate his rank and status. So that's what Islam teaches us. We can't say that if you must remember a certain person win somewhere, casino and so forth, that's a bounty from Allah. That's haram, absolutely unlawful. So therefore, with bounties, we never. If it's a true bounty, then Allah blessed us with the baby, Allah blessed us with good things. So mashallah, with Ramadan and so forth, fasting, tilawat of Quran, reading Quran. So that 100% is a bounty from Almighty Allah. We are grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah. But a person wins in a casino or some gambling den or what have you, so that we will never attribute to Almighty Allah. We will attribute to ourselves and say, is my weakness and it is my sin and I am guilty of it. That is what Islam teaches us. I told you on several occasions that I am here to teach you Islam, not to defend the Muslims. Muslims, you'll get all types of characters and so forth. So last question, Mullah.
Can zakat money be given to an organization or institute to build a madrasa?
Not permissible. Zakat must be given to poor people, and Almighty Allah in chapter 9, verse number 60, has mentioned the 8 categories of people entitled to receive zakat. Now you give zakat 1 million rand, 5 million rand to build a mosque, to build a madrasa. So who is the owner? The organization. So that are not the recipient of zakat, hence definitely not permissible. We need to be very, very careful, circumspect regarding our zakat. 3/4 the organizations nowadays are mufatiyas and not permissible. Today I will send out something also. You should read it carefully. Who one should give to? We recommend the majlis day in PE. So inshallah, Hazrat Maulana's track record of 50 years speaks volumes. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.